USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making his first official visit to Canada. Pompeo says the meetings with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Canadian Foreign Minister were positive and a step forward in strengthening the U.S.'s relationship with Canada. Pompeo also has a message for Congress.
We need to get the USMCA wrapped up. We need to get it done. And we need our parliament's vote to ratify them. It'll be good for the people all across North America.
Pompeo speaking there about ratifying the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement. Coast Guard Captain Mark Villon says they will be suspending the search for a pair of firefighters who went missing off the Florida coast last week.
We still have Brian and Justin somewhere out there. And we remain with them. Our thoughts and prayers remain with them.
The active search will stop Thursday at sundown. Firefighters Brian McLooney and Justin Walker left from Port Canaveral on a fishing boat last Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Reactions still coming in as the president cancels a trip to Denmark. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
The Danish prime minister still expressing shock over President Trump's abrupt cancellation of a scheduled state visit to Denmark next month. But Mette Frederiksen says she's hoping this will not affect relations between the two countries.
This does not change the character of our good relations. And we will, of course, from Denmark, continue our ongoing dialogue with the U.S.
Reports are Trump canceled the trip after Denmark refused to consider selling Greenland to the United States.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is releasing a $16 trillion climate plan. The Green New Deal calls for 100% renewable energy for electricity and transportation by 2030. The senator says the plan will pay for itself in 15 years and create 20 million jobs, although he did not go into any specifics. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Politicians were wrong to respond to the Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas mass murders over the past month. That's at least according to Andrew Pollack. As some people are pushing for more expanded background checks, Pollack reminds us on Fox News.
There's not one mass shooting where a background check would have made a difference in this century. So I want your listeners to understand that. What's very important to stop these type of shootings or cut down on the percentage is if someone's mentally ill, They need to be put into the hospital, you know, against their will, and will go on their background check that they're mentally ill and they wouldn't be able to purchase a gun. So the mentally ill, it's a big situation what's going on in the country. Prosecute them when they're violent. You know, the psychiatrists need to put that on their background and also prosecute when some people threaten lives. We saw three cases recently where they stopped mass shootings. That was in the news. People saw something, they said something, and now we have to prosecute them, Martha, so it's on their background. They have a felony.
The El Paso Walmart, where 22 people were murdered, will reopen within the next few months. It'll be completely renovated and add a permanent memorial for the victims. A store spokesman gave an update today saying nothing will ease the pain of what happened on August 3rd, and we are hopeful that reopening the store will be another testament to the strength and resiliency of the community. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.